from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Right, I've got Dolphin news. Suk would love this. His world famous.
Yeah, this preceded me, but I've heard many a tale about this famous Dolphin story.
Yeah, well, he. What did he do? Like softcore Dolphin porn or something one time? It's famous.
Something like that.
I blocked it out, but this was before you were on
lives
the show.
Lives in primetime infamy.
Yeah, it does. Dolphin porn. But he. He would like this. A series of dolphin attacks in Wakasa Bay in Japan is believed to be the doing of a lone male bottlenose dolphin looking for friends or a mate, but only finding humans. And he keeps biting people. And they don't really know why. They just think he's lonely. Because the bites... Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like the kid who hits on the playground because he doesn't have any friends.
Right. Yeah, he's just... Yeah, he's acting out.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean to hit you. Well, they're saying that the bites aren't actually, like, dolphins can be a-holes. Like, they can bite the S out of you.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty smart. They know that, they rape their own species. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of rape in that culture.
Yeah, rape it. I mean, I'm not laughing, but it's... In that culture. The dolphin culture. The dolphin rape culture.
I'm gay.
Well, so they don't really know what this dolphin's doing, because the dolphin, if it perceives humans as a threat, it's gonna act in self-defense. It's gonna bite the S out of you. But it's not doing that. It's nibbling. It's kind of like playfully biting at humans, like, hey baby. What's your name? And so they don't really understand what's going on with this dolphin.
So really more of a nibble than a bite.
But they have a very gentle reputation. It's not really biting, but, you know, I mean, I think even a nibble-type bite from a dolphin is actually might draw blood, you know, or hurt.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
You know what I mean? So it's scaring people, but they're just saying, look, the dolphin just needs a little love. But if that were any other animal, like, think of any other animal that's doing this, people would go crazy. Like, what if there were a bear that were just running around the Oregon forests, was just running around the Oregon forests, and it was just biting people, but playfully, and, like, kind of batting you around, just, you know, just a little bit, and then running off. Like, what? I mean, that'd be front page news.
Well, I mean, of course, we can stay out of the ocean if we want to. You can't stay out off of the land. So, like, I mean, I guess you could avoid the area where the bear is, maybe. But, I mean, if you don't want this dolphin to do stuff to you, you could probably avoid him, right? Maybe. And I'm sure it's bothering the people that like the water.
What I'm saying is, like, give me another animal where this is just kind of laughed off. Like,
oh, okay.
If any animal is doing this, like, people are still going in the water. And like, it's just a dolphin.
Well, it's just, yeah. I mean, yeah, because even if it were a non-killer, like a non-life-threatening shark, if you just said the word shark with something that like a nurse biting. Shark that doesn't actually have teeth or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are going crazy. You can't swim in that water forever.
Mm-hmm.
The dolphin's aim could also be sexually motivated. They're saying some researchers think the dolphin could be trying to engage in mating behaviors.
Maybe like a... wait, so if we're taking animals outside of the water, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think you
could
get, like, a koala, maybe. Oh, it's just a little koala biting people. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I'm trying to think of anything cute and potentially cuddly and slow. Yeah.
Maybe like a little horny rabbit.
Just out there humping you.
Give him hot milk.
No!
Cookies.
What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
Well, dolphins, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever done the swimming with dolphins and stuff, like felt them up and whatnot?
Yeah.
We did that in Hawaii.
Yeah, I've done that once.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's whatever. But they,
it's a cool thing for kids when they're in there, like,
it is.
Know. Yeah.
But I tell you, the one thing that jumps out at you about these dolphins, man, they are, like, those things are muscular.
They're muscle tubes. Dude, they're just giant muscle tubes.
It's unbelievable to feel those things up. And they can do some serious damage, like, if they want to. So this is not it. This is actually a serious story, but they, this dolphin is not, they don't know why he's being so playful. And yet still biting little Japanese people. All right, well, we got to go.
We do.
Are we done?
No. Well, I mean, the next after the next segment, we'll be done.
All right. That's it. We're going to wrap it up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.